You're listening to the NintendoFeed.com podcast with Josh and the Nintendo Feed team. Join us as we talk all things video games and all things Nintendo. Hello and welcome to the September 2013 Nintendo Feed podcast. I'm Josh Moorcroft-Jones and joining me today is Daniel Godfrey, our
Hello.
UK editor.
Sorry.
Sorry. Very enthusiastic there. Yeah. And Brian King, our US writer.
Hello.
Very small podcast today.
I think this is the fewest people I've ever had, but...
I think it is. Oh well.
Well.
At least you don't have to listen for as long.
Well,
yeah.
Not sure about that.
Anyway, we'll jump in and take a look at the Nintendo news.
It's Nintendo News time on the Nintendo Feed podcast. Let's take a look at the latest Nintendo headlines.
First up is Wii Sports Club, which I'm really excited about. Oh, yeah.
Wii Sports.
Oh, yeah. And it's online. Wow.
Hey.
Tennis. Tennis online.
Do you remember playing that tennis in, like, 2006 or whatever it was? And it was so bad, but it was hilariously good at the same time.
I know. It was just such a basic game.
But it was amazing.
But it was just so fun.
I just remember playing the tennis over and over again because the replays were just hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
She'd like dive for the ball and Mia would just flail around.
But when I first saw the announcement, I was hoping that it'd be a bit more like Wii Sports Resort because that was really good.
Yeah, that was.
Nah, come on, the flying mode.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like the only reason Pilot Wings Resort is any good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I spent too long on that little tiny section of the game.
And there was that one thing that you couldn't find.
Yeah, I know. Oh. And then you go on the internet and people would be trolling like it's here, but it's not there.
Yeah. Oh, you have to glitch through the floor to find
it. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm sure they designed it like that. There's not a huge amount more to say about it because it's in HD and it's Wii Sports.
It's pretty much just HD Wii Sports. It's just a remake, really.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't kept up on it a whole lot. Are they adding any new sports to it? Any new attractions, or is it just?
I think don't you buy each sport individual from the eShop? It's a bit confusing, but
yeah, there's something like that.
But then there's like a free 24-hour trial or something. It's weird the whole.
Yeah, it's really weird. You can buy like a pass. It's like £1.80 or something. You can play one sport for one day for that much, and I'm just like, why would you do that when you can buy the full thing for like £8?
Well, I was hoping to read down and see that you could buy the full thing, because I thought, they're not just going to do it like this, are they?
You've got to buy each one separately for no reason whatsoever.
I know.
So there's no retail package?
No.
Wow.
I know, I think they really should have just done a package, maybe like £10 for them all in, because it's Wii Sports, it's already been released.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the...
You know, I figured there would at least be a bundle with a Wii remote included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd think so, something like that, but...
Yeah. Huh.
It's basically just Wii Sports from 2006 in HD.
It's like, you want this in HD. I can't believe it's the first-party game with online.
Yeah, that's silly.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Wii Sports.
Exactly the best one to start with.
Yeah.
Should be interesting, though.
Yeah, it'd be funny to see the reviews of that one.
-3.
-3. Just get the original for, like, 99 GameStop pre-owned. Well, maybe, Daniel, you want to announce the next news piece.
Oh, okay. Well, there's been a release date for Phoenix Wright Dual Destinies, and it's coming out in October the 24th, and I exploded when that happened. I'm dead right now. I exploded, you know.
When I saw that news article, I just became excited for you for some reason. Because I mean, I like it, but it's not my... I'm just excited for you.
I love that series. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have the same with Phoenix Wright and Professor Layton, so...
Which one's better,
I
though?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out. No, never mind. Well, we'll put them in game together and see who wins.
Yeah, that is gonna...
yes. So...
Put your dream. Yeah. Dream come true.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hibernate until 2014.
It's quite a while to wait for it, though.
Yeah. Oh, well.
There is a lot of other games coming out in between, though, so you should be alright.
No kidding.
What did you call it the other day?
It's the great game flood of 2013.
Yeah, I know. We have these, like,
it really is.
Big game droughts where there's just no games at all.
And now there's, like, 20.
You can't even get... There's just so many games.
Yeah, like,
I made up an Excel document and listed every game that's coming out.
How much it's going to cost you.
And it's costing £750. Which is... No, thank you.
Tearing me.
That's just silly.
I know.
It's like Nintendo want us to go bankrupt or something.
Yet there's still going to be people who are going to be complaining that there's not enough games.
Of course.
No new game, no new Metroid. What is going on?
But there is Wii Party, so...
Yeah, come on, Wii Party.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
Yeah. Oh, and Wii Fit You? Yeah. I'm going to get a free trial for that as well, I think.
I don't really understand it, to be honest. But what I kind of grasped was that you get a 3-month trial if you already have the other two. And you could buy the Fit Meter thing and you get the whole game for free or so. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks. Nah, it's fine.
It's hard to explain because I don't understand it anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be going for that. It's kind of died a bit.
Yeah. Remember the first Wii Party, yeah. Wii Fit. It was... everyone bought it.
It was good because of the balance board. It was just the...
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is amazing.
The Fit Meter thing looks kind of cool, though. Actually. It does everything.
Yeah.
Like, emails and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
No, not really. There's some sort of crazy step counter and graphs and...
Does it come with the... Elevation. Bundled with the good old vitality sensor?
Oh. Hope so.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What actually happened to that?
There was just so much talking about it that I was just angered because I really wanted it in the end for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't think you wanted it, you just felt like you earned it.
Yeah,
waiting for so long and then so.
It was just like some big joke with Nintendo, just... hey, let's waste a ton of money, ton of time just making this random.
Yeah, I think they did say why they never released it, but I can't remember.
Wasn't
why.
It becoming? It was coming too close to the end of the Wii's life.
I can't remember.
And they were just like, "Yeah, this is completely pointless."
It was pointless like 8 years ago.
I know.
It was announced.
Oh dear! I still really want one though. It looked. It looked quite cool. The design of it and everything.
Yeah.
I bet they never actually had a working one. They were just trolling people with the this crazy accessory that no one needs.
Well, that's Nintendo.
Yeah. We've got the National Street Pass Day in the UK, which isn't quite as exciting as I thought it first would be.
Yeah, I see.
They were just like, it's at 2 train stations in the UK. There's just no real... I thought, oh, that'd be pretty cool. What are they going to do? But then, oh, there's only 2 events.
And it's like, oh, please feel free to organise your own
that
events.
Was it.
I'm just like, no.
Yeah, there's loads of people in my town who have 3DS.
One other person.
I could always go and stand outside the game store and get a couple of...
What you should do is send your 3DS to Nintendo for repairs, and tell them to turn it on and send it straight back, and you get like 10 million street pass.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that'd be good, but I don't think I could do without my 3DS for that long.
True.
Yeah.
There's the Pokemon X and Y Direct, which I can't remember what happened in it, to be honest.
Not a lot.
There was that whole Pokemon Bank thing, which I never really understood, but...
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, it's this thing that you have to pay yearly for, and you can transfer your Pokemon into the cloud or something.
And like, something like
that. Something like that. I don't really know why you'd ever really use it,
because... That's what I didn't understand. I was like,
Are they limiting the amount of Pokemon that you store in the actual game now to like 3 or something? Probably, so you have to buy it.
There's actually going to be no starter Pokemon, so you have to use the ones out of the car.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not putting 3D in the overworld, as you said.
That's not fair. I waited so long for this.
So the 3D gives me headaches anyway.
You've crushed my dreams. Or something.
I'm sure you'll probably still buy it though, won't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of annoying. Because
it is. I mean, they've taken this long to release a 3D one, and they've had like two DS ones.
Yeah, they released White and Black 2 before that.
It's a bit...
I don't know.
They're a bit scared of 3D at Game Freak. That must be the thing.
Apparently.
It's like, no, this new technology, we can't handle it. No. They still want to make it the X and Y for the Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Color.
Game Boy. Yes.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, I would actually. I don't know why, but I'd have to.
Yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you? But kind of cool.
It'd be pretty cool, really.
So, yeah, I think there's been a load of new Pokemon announced, but I haven't seen any of them because I decided to...
Like me, yeah.
All spoilers forever.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I always do that with Pokemon for some reason. I just don't like...
With Diamond and Pearl and Black and White, a year before it came out, there was the full Pokedex already online.
I know, that's
so you
the thing.
You knew every Pokemon.
People actually kind of played the game in their mind before it's even come out.
Exactly. Like, people planning teams.
Yeah, and that's just like, oh, come on, you're just going to enjoy it as it comes.
Yeah.
There's no point with...
Well, I guess one thing to help that is the fact that Japan isn't having it yet.
I like the worldwide release.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. Isn't there something in the US where you collect codes? I don't really understand that, but they have some code hunt thing for in the game.
I'm pretty confused about it as well. I haven't really had a whole lot of time to look into it with everything, but it's fairly confusing. I'm kind of hoping that there might be a Nintendo Direct that they put out close to its release that will kind of detail what exactly that is, at least for us.
Yeah, it's all a little bit vague. And I know we're not getting it here, but they're just putting all these random gimmicks into Pokemon now that no one needs.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, with the cloud thing, I mean, are they... So you can upload your Pokemon to the cloud... Are they planning on more releases of these games then? I mean, usually it was several years you would get before you would see a new installment, but obviously, as Daniel pointed out, we had Black and White, and then we had Black 2 and White 2, was it within like a year or two?
Yeah, maybe that means we are going to get an X and Y 2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're just planning on more frequent releases or what, because it seems like paying money for the option to upload your Pokemon and waiting, several years for a new one to come out just seems a little odd.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know if this is true, but I think I saw somewhere that... I think it might be in the Direct, actually, when they were talking about it, that it's going to be something that you can, like... You can use it with all future Pokemon releases, like, that's why you pay yearly for it. So it's just kind of there. And you can use it with all future ones, so you can, like, the next game that comes out, you can download your X and Y Pokemon from that into the new one.
Yeah, and it's
something.
Not meant to be that expensive, I heard.
Yeah, I think it's like £2 or £3 or something.
Yeah, so it's not too bit of an idea, but...
Okay, that I mean, that might justify it if it's not anything exorbitant at that point.
Yeah.
Just, okay. Well.
It's like the insane Pokemon collectors.
Like me.
I've had this Pokemon for 50 years. Stored in the cloud.
Pokemon like... Pokemon... Obsidian version.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what's... They're kind of running... I don't like the name X and Y, to be perfectly honest.
Well, people said it made sense with the 3D, but now I'm starting to think that it doesn't because there is no 3D.
I know,
3D.
That's the thing.
Well, it's not like they ran out of colours to name it. I mean, you know.
We've got to use that in the review. It makes sense because it's weird, but it's not 3D, so it's not X and Y. You know? This is not a 3D Pokemon.
It's going to be kind of weird, like, going into a battle and then, oh, suddenly 3D. Okay.
And they're just coming on and off the 3D. Yeah. But there is the big but kind of old news now, the 2DS. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I mean, if you buy one of those, you won't even have to worry about
yeah, exactly.
it at all.
Exactly. That's Nintendo's answer.
That's probably why they did it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just well, like, oh, well... Loads of people are going to buy the 2DS because it's out on Pokemon release day, and then there's no really point putting 3D in it because they're going to play 2D.
3DS
so.
Is so old now, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, if you really think about it, it was a genius move from those guys because, you know, they are advertising that children 7 and under should not be viewing
yeah.
you know, the glasses-free stereoscopic images. So putting something like that out, a cheaper alternative for kids on the same day as Pokemon, is absolutely genius.
I know, it's such a fantastic idea. It's really going to...
Everybody can scoff at it as much as they want, but they will make money off of this thing. That's 100%. Especially when they launch it alongside this kind of a title. So.
My only problem is the design, the doorstop.
Yeah. Yeah, the wedge.
I mean, it's kind of interesting, but it's just...
Well, at least they'll make back some of the money on the case that you will inevitably have to get for it.
Yeah,
that's the problem. But still...
But no, for kids and everything, it seems fine. I mean, that's not something you and I would buy. That seems more, you know, geared towards children. They don't care about the aesthetic value to it. They just want their DS. It doesn't matter to them. So,
although it is like the Wii Mini with me, I really want one. I do not need one at all. But I really, really want one.
The Wii Mini still looks awesome to me.
It's got such bad features, like all the features I used on the Wii just taken away.
Yeah, no internet, no GameCube ports, no like
none of the download stuff.
It can only play games. It's pretty much it can play Wii games, and that's about it.
But it still looks awesome.
But I still kind of want one.
That red and black design, wow! It's just
yeah, and it's mini as well. So it's
I think if they'd used awesome. That design for the Wii U, I would have been really happy.
The Wii U kind of looks like a generic just box.
Yeah, it's kind.
It's not really unique in any way.
It isn't at all, really. Just gazing at my Wii U now, thinking...
ugly.
It is so much smaller than the Xbox One and PS4, though.
It is, actually. Yeah, it's a very small
yeah,
console.
Yeah, I'll give them that. Saying that, the original Wii was pretty small. There wasn't much inside it, though.
Yeah.
Not much need for
one. One.
Yeah. It was always pretty underpowered, but I never noticed that, to be honest. The time I was never bothered about HD and... I don't think I even had a HD TV, so there's not much point.
Yeah, they're really, really huge TVs that have a back on them.
Yeah, that's probably what I had at the time.
5 meters. I still had one of those last year.
I got this one, I think I've got now, about 2 years ago, that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old... But I can't look at those old ones anymore, because it just flickers for me.
Yeah, they do, don't they? After you've looked at HDTV.
Yeah, it just flickers and goes...
It's really awkward.
Yeah, but I used those for years.
Yeah, never noticed it.
No.
I don't know. As soon as you see a HDTV, your eyes turn.
Yeah,
HD.
No, they do.
I've decided.
It's a whole new world. So, is there any other exciting news? I can't think of anything.
Nope.
Not really.
Probably.
Did the Mighty Number 9 Kickstarter reach the Wii U stretch goal?
I haven't really been following that. I just saw bits of it on Twitter. It looks pretty interesting, but
I think it did reach console goal thingies. Let's have a look.
Furiously typing.
Considering the fact that it hit its goal within 24 to 48 hours,
yes, it has reached PS3, 360, Wii U versions.
Oh, nice.
So, okay, that's cool.
Should probably get an interview or something about that.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can reach out to him. I would absolutely love to get an interview with KG and Afumi.
Yeah.
But, yeah, being such a huge Mega Man fan, as soon as it was announced, I kind of just, like Daniel said, exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it resembles Mega Man to a very close extent. I'm still incredibly excited.
See, I like
for
Mega
this,
Man,
so.
But I just tend to give up because it's just so furiously difficult. I just can't do it.
You should get the 3DS virtual console, and you can kind of cheat with the...
The save state.
Yeah, I know. It just looks so cool, and it'd be so good to go around saying, yeah, I completed a Mega Man game.
Just give
but
one.
I could just, never do that.
Just one.
It's just not going to happen. The ones on WiiWare always look quite interesting. The, is it like 9 and 10 or something?
9 and 10.
Yeah, 9 and 10.
Yeah, they always look pretty cool.
But it was on WiiWare, so like one person.
I loved WiiWare. I had so many WiiWare.
WiiWare was awesome, but it was so awkward to buy stuff.
It was so slow. But at least that music would keep you going.
Yeah.
That was just the music. It was just felt so empty as well and bland.
I know. You load it up and there's like two buttons. Which one do I click?
Oh dear.
I do like the eShop.
They are
though.
Good shops, though. Good old three. Oh, there's the new icons on the 3DS eShop.
Yeah.
Yay!
I know. I'm very observant of the 3DS eShop.
I know. How did you notice? Just go on it every hour.
I just went there to get Harvest Moon, and oh, okay. Then. They've changed the icons on the bottom.
I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't pointed out.
Because I know it's because the recommended for you thing always used to have stars from Mario.
Oh, yeah.
And now it has something else that I can't remember.
Kind of looks better. But isn't that a bit out of place compared to the rest of the design now, though?
True. They need to update the
top
run.
Yeah, they're going
to
do a bit at a time. Work up. Anyway, we should move on to games we've been playing.
Adventure games. Platformers. Puzzle titles. RPGs. What have we been playing this month?
I've been playing today, mainly, Wind Waker HD. Yeah.
Having fun with that one.
So good. So good. Oh, it's so good.
Shut up. You did this with Animal Classic as well.
But honestly, it's literally my favorite. Competing with Phantom Hourglass, it's my favorite Zelda game. I loved...
It's kind of interesting seeing as how Phantom Hourglass is the sequel to...
I love that kind of design. Oh, and Spirit Tracks as well, I shouldn't forget that. I like that whole, the toonie. Yeah, it's nice. Riding around on the boat, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the original looked really good, and how can you get better than that? But this really does look...
Well, I mean, I had played the original a couple months back, and I mean, it still holds up. Even,
it really
you know,
is.
It's standard 4x3, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that whole, what they accomplished with that cel-shaded design is still absolutely amazing to this day. I mean, the whole thing blends so well. I mean, on paper, you know, thinking about how normally a cel-shaded game, every one of the objects has like a very hard defining like black line around it that helps to, you know, kind of segregate player characters from objects in the environment, but Nintendo completely did away with that.
I know, it's
and
really is impressive.
Yeah, on paper it seems absolutely nuts, but it just, everything is, it blends so well and everything is just, I hate you for having
me. I've only got it for a week, but when it goes, I shall be ordering the limited edition one with the Ganondorf figurine. Oh, gotta have that. I've just gotta have it.
Utterly pointless. It'll probably take over the corner in your house.
I know, and it's quite expensive for getting that as well, but I've got to have it.
Yeah.
I just...
It's like the Wii Mini.
Yeah.
I couldn't
have the standard version arriving and then people posting on Twitter, oh, I got the limited edition one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Still, I should really post a picture on Twitter of the disc I got in the post just to be like... Yeah, look. Wow.
Now is the disc gold colored or is it
It's not actually. I think in the US isn't it gold colored? I don't know, but
I remember the original disc for the GameCube version was a gold
disc.
Yeah,
this one isn't. Okay. It's just like got the sort of box art design on it.
Okay, and I know over here our the insert that's going to be in the retail version I believe is a gold.
Yeah, it is. That's
foil.
Pretty cool. I wish we had that.
we finally got the better box art of
yeah, no.
usually we don't exactly have the best retail packages.
We always get the worst names anyway. Cop, let's go to the city.
That was horrible.
I thought city folk, yeah.
Just imagine it'd be like calling New Leaf like Animal Crossing, let's go to a random town and become the mayor of Town full of animals.
It was just such a mouthful as well.
I know. And then City Folk. Why did they change it?
It was so good, City Folk. I like that name.
Why did they change it?
I mean, Animal Crossing works with, like, Wild World, City Folk, New Leaf, the sort of two-word...
Yeah. Population growing.
Oh, there we go, yeah. But anyway, that's our Animal Crossing discussion checked off.
Yeah.
We haven't heard of Waluigi yet. Wow. 26 minutes in and still no Waluigi.
No. Stop mentioning Reggie.
No, Reggie. My body is Reggie.
We're slacking.
Nah.
Reggie. Anyway, Brian, you've been playing Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist.
I have actually. The review is up on the site. It is it's very, very good. I was very, very happy with the finished product.
It looks pretty good. It's not my type of game, to be honest, but.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, I mean, yeah, anybody that, you know, any Wii U owner that's been wanting really good, solid third party support, I mean, this one is, I would highly recommend picking it up. It's very, very well made, Just all around a better Splinter Cell game than previous iterations.
Yeah.
Really focuses on stealth, a lot of cooperative play, and the replay values. There's a lot of replay
values. I'm just really happy that it got released on the Wii U.
Well, it seems like Ubisoft is doing a really good job of continuing to support us.
Activision are as well, actually, because Call of Duty Ghosts. While that doesn't interest me, I'm still glad that's releasing.
Right.
Because you know. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
At this point, you just you'll take it.
Yeah, I won't be buying it though. I can't really see any. No appeal there for me.
I'm going to see if I can get in contact with them for a review copy. But no, I don't think that I'll be actually buying Call of Duty this time around. Besides Ubisoft, Activision, Warner Brothers to an extent, I mean, we are getting the new Batman Arkham Origins, however, we are getting a stripped down version.
That's a bit disappointing.
No multiplayer in that. and the rationale is just that they are going to focus on platforms with an established online infrastructure, and while obviously Nintendo Network exists and it could handle it, they just don't see the point.
Yeah, so, I suppose not much point investing time into it if it's not gonna.
Well, you know, if people don't invest time into it, then
yeah,
it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a catch 22. You either
looking at you, EA,
take the time. Yeah,
yeah,
EA.
The unprecedented partnership.
Yeah, yeah. What are we on now? Years. FIFA 21 or something? What are we going to do without it? No, crying.
No, I can't play the game that was released last year. No.
Come on.
With a plus one.
Come on, improved physics engine. I need this thing. What are you doing, EA? And the Plants vs. Zombies first-person shooter, we need that. Come on. Just ruined a perfectly good game there, EA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been playing Disney Infinity, which cost the old wallet a fortune, but it's pretty good fun. And I think it's going to continue doing that.
Would you say that's a worthwhile investment then? Or
I really enjoy it just for the toy box mode alone, which just lets you sort of build your own big environment.
So if I bought it, that's the only reason I'd buy it for.
So like a pseudo Minecraft.
Yeah, that kind of style. Okay. It's pretty good, but it's a bit slow moving because you've got to unlock them all by playing the missions, find the bits in the missions. So it's a bit, but it's pretty fun.
Kind of like Little Big Planet then.
Yeah. But still. Other Disney games, I've been playing Disney Planes for, let's hear it, Nintendo DS. Yeah.
Oh, people are still making games for that.
I didn't go out and buy that one, everybody. I got sent a review copy.
It was queuing there midnight release.
Yeah. But then I realised the doors weren't opening on the midnight. It was just all done. Oh, there's not going to be a midnight release of this one. The thing is, that I heard the 3DS one's not actually too bad, and they were meant to be sending me the 3DS one. And in a bit of a surprise,
the DS one
arrived. I was like,
turns out it's a prototype version that they sent you back.
Hold up, there's a DS, but... To be honest, what I've played so far, it's quite impressive for the DS's limitations.
I'm not surprised the DS has been out for, like, 7 years plus.
They're really
now
squeezing the most out of...
Yeah, no kidding.
It's kind of got a bit of a Pilot Wings theme, but there's just none of the Pilot Wings charm in it.
Yeah. I kind of figured.
Yeah, and it's quite pixelated. Especially when I'm playing on my 3DS XL. Talking of issues with games, I've been playing Star Wars Pinball, which you just got as well, Brian.
I just finished downloading that, as a matter of fact, and I'll start hitting into that. So there's
big
an issue. I guess Scott was telling me something about the leaderboards make the game crash somehow.
Scott was saying something that it relies on the leaderboards on the Wii U version, which obviously don't work. So that means if you try and play with your Wi-Fi on the 3DS version, then it doesn't let you play.
Just a tiny, tiny problem.
As long as you turn your Wi-Fi off, you're fine. But seeing as the game relies on sort of online leaderboards, it's really...
Yeah.
I really hope they fix it, though, because it's a good game.
Yeah, they probably will.
Has anyone here got Rayman Legend yet?
I wanted... I know Scott put up the review
of
that, didn't
he? Yeah, he did, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll buy it at some point when it goes down in price.
I've never really been a fan.
Oh, I enjoyed Origins.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I liked Origins. I had the original one on the original PlayStation, but I didn't really keep going from that
point. Yeah, it was never for
point.
Me, really. But until Origins, it was...
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say the last one I bought was Origins, and I loved it, so I really, really want to pick it up Legends. And I see now that Scott gave it a 9, so yeah, definitely on my list. Unfortunately, I'll have to wait till Wind Waker comes out. But,
and the other 30-plus games.
It's just not a priority at the moment. It's really not.
The deluge of games coming out.
Yeah. It's like games like buses these days. You wait like a year for
then
one.
Then they all turn up. Yeah, I know. But the thing is, not only the money, it's just the, finding the time to play these games.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There is just no time.
But most of the money.
Yeah, I know. It's cost a fortune. Just buy. Yeah, I won't be buying that 2DS, it looks. I am on the list for a loan unit for review, though. So I get to try it out. Really will be interesting to use.
You'll probably like really love it or something. That you can get buy
yeah, I don't need this. And most of my 3DS games are download games, so I couldn't play them on it anyway.
Yeah. still a good idea. Though,
yeah, probably. I found out that it's actually one big screen. The screen.
Yeah,
which is how they make it cheaper.
It's just kind of a strip in front of it. I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that's not the case of the 3DS, but then I realised there's a massive crack down the middle of the screen, so it literally cut it.
Yeah, I know. I suppose it's just where they're keeping the costs down, aren't they? And it's quite cheap.
At least over here, I think it's, $130, $140. I don't know what that equates to
well,
in
pounds. Well,
it's
£110 here, which sounds about right, actually. So it's not bad.
The only thing that I think I'd be concerned with about the 2DS would be the advertising. I mean, if people right now can't grasp what the Wii U is...
Yeah, they're not going to have a clue.
I mean, people are going to be looking for 2DS games and may find themselves a little confused.
Nintendo really need to get advertising straight. They need to sort out the difference between Wii and Wii U so people know. And then we need to really push the 2DS.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to... just kind of flop and people are just...
To be honest, I think after the 2DS launches, they're going to be changing all of the boxes. No, I think for the games coming out from then, it'll just have like a little thing in the corner saying for 2DS as well. Because people are going to be confused, aren't they?
Either that or the little thing on the back that's like, can you play on DS? No. Oh. Can you play on 3DS?
Can you play on...
Yes. Can you play on 3DS XL?
Can you play on Game Boy Advance? No. Yes. Just use the adapter inside. It's like a Game Boy Advance cartridge. And
that'd be pretty awesome.
It would never work. Oh, dear.
Speaking of Game Boy Advance, has there been any word as to when those are going to start hitting the... or Game Boy Advance games will start hitting the eShop anytime soon? I mean, they did announce...
Yeah, same with N64 games on the Wii U Virtual Console. I'd like that soon, but... I don't know.
I did think it was kind of an odd choice that they announced that for the Wii U Virtual Console, but not for the...
Yeah, I don't really understand that either.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's a bit of a...
Bit of a random.
Yeah.
Next we're like, Nintendo 64 games now available on 3DS. Oh, okay.
Now, come on, don't lie, you would love that. Exactly. Oh dear.
Or even better, GameCube game.
Sunshine.
Surprise, Sunshine.
Here we come. It's not Sunshine 2, but still.
Still.
Go with it. Do you reckon the 3DS could run? I don't think it could it? GameCube games?
I don't see why it couldn't.
It
would just be down-resed a bit, but I don't see why it couldn't.
Yeah, something they could do, really.
If you could run Donkey Kong Country Returns, which is a Wii game, on 3DS with a little bit of compromise, I'm sure it could.
Yeah,
run.
That's true. That would be pretty cool.
Either that, or you'll just get the HD remake, similar to Wind Waker for Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
You know, it's kind of interesting. There's like, for the 3DS and the Wii U, they've tried the same tactics. What they've done is, oh look, here's a Zelda remake, and then, oh look, here's a Mario 3D something.
Yeah.
They're totally trying the same tactics.
Yeah, they're thinking, oh, that worked, that really picked up the end.
Yeah.
And then a Mario Kart game, and.
Yeah, and then Mario Kart, which is exactly the same thing.
Apart from, I really think they should have got that Mario Kart game out this Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, at the 3D Mario, it will sell Wii U's, but nowhere near as much as Mario Kart would.
No. Absolutely.
Come on, people. I bought my Wii to play Mario Kart. You know, it's everyone wants.
Mario Kart is just the multiplayer game.
Yeah. I have to prefer it over Smash Brothers. I love Smash Brothers, but for me,
that's a tough one.
Mario Kart still wins for me.
I'd have to go Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Just gotta be Mario Kart.
It's a toss up, but I get more enjoyment out of Smash Brothers. I think one of the problems that I have with recent Mario Kart titles is that it doesn't really strike me as relying so much on skill anymore as luck.
Did they say with 8 that they'd sort of go back to the skill?
I don't know if they said that or not. I just know that I get irritated winning a race for pretty much the entirety of the race, and then a blue shell will come out of absolutely nowhere.
I hate that online in Mario Kart 7. It's just typical.
You get into first once, and then everyone suddenly starts lobbing everything.
I know.
The thing that annoys me is you get hit by blue shell, and then everyone comes speeding past you. And while you're spinning out in the middle of the road, everyone hits you with whatever.
I know, just like
got.
Yeah.
And it's why you've already been hit. Why kick him while he's down? You know, just leave him. He's already lost.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is awful. That's the moment when I sort of come offline. Like, no, I've had enough. No. Go back to Animal Crossing where there's no one there to.
No challenge.
Nothing is a challenge. And what else have we got? Oh, you've been playing Harvest Moon 3. I just called it Harvest Moon 3DS because I don't know what it's called.
It's called Harvest Moon.
Is it a new beginning? Oh.
No. It's the exact same. Okay. Unfortunately. No, it's. The graphics are pretty cool in there. That's about it. It's exactly the same from what I've played so far.
Yeah.
You plant crops and then you sell them and you go running around and find flowers and sell them and give flowers to people and make friends with them and that's about it.
Harvest Moon sold in just a few words.
Yeah. Or not sold.
Yeah.
No, it's... I mean, how can you rate a game that's the exact same as a real
game?
The last one I played
was the one on the 3DS Virtual Console. Yeah. Pretty fun, but there is the original one's on the Wii U Virtual Console, isn't it?
Oh yeah, the NES.
I'll probably pick that up at some point.
I never had that. Those two games that are released on the Wii Virtual Console. I have to admit, I did buy a few games from that, like Super Mario RPG and Paper Mario.
I got neither of those two.
That I would never play.
Yeah, I got Ocarina of Time. And quite a few NES games, to be honest. And I got the Sonic games for some reason.
I didn't get Ocarina of Time because I could see into the future and knew that there'd be a 3DS.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Obviously.
It's new.
If there's a Super Mario RPG 2, I'm just going to be eating my words there.
Yeah, I know. That would be pretty cool, but I suppose we've got Paper Mario now. And...
Yeah, Mario.
Paper Mario is... It's kind of the experimental series.
It really is. With each one...
They try all these crazy things and see if it works.
Yeah, with
or
each
not.
One, they just throw in some random new features.
Well, the first two were pretty similar. And then Super Mario came out and it was 2D, and then no one liked it.
Yeah.
Stick Star came out and Stickers. I kind of liked it.
Never really got very far with it, to be honest.
Maybe only because it was 3DS.
Yeah, I ran out of steam on that one. I didn't really feel like combat. I didn't get anything from the battles. Aside from coins, it just felt kind of hollow.
Yeah, well, in my review, oh goodness how long ago that was now, but I said that I did like the battle system, which was quite cool, but it all just felt a bit shallow, to be honest.
Yeah. No, the battle system was fun. It's just I didn't feel like I was getting anything from it. You don't gain levels.
Yeah, that's
anymore.
The point, actually. Yeah, it was just using stickers
just got
again.
Got more coins to buy more stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get more coins to buy more.
It wasn't rewarding at all.
No.
I mean, it is, you know, again, the battle system was fun, but I found myself trying to avoid them at all costs just because it's like, I really don't want to, I really don't want to go do another battle scene.
You're not leveling up, so there's almost no point to it.
Yeah, right. There was no, like, no point in XP grinding on.
I didn't really like the level layout that they gave it this time as well.
Yeah.
Like, World 1 and... No, that's
yeah,
not
it felt
really
a bit...
Paper Mario.
It wasn't RPG-ish either, it was... Yeah. This is a platformer, but we've just stuck some...
stuck some battle.
Yeah,
in
there you go.
And there was only one original character. So...
Yeah.
Paper Mario titles always had really cool new characters in them. Since the first two, and then this one just introduced Kirsty, and that was it.
I did think we'd have a Wii U Paper Mario announced by now for some reason.
Yeah, they should do it.
They announced it, but no one really gets that excited about Paper Mario.
If it was a Thousand Year Door remake,
oh,
then
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still playing that game today, and it's still fantastic. That is one of my all-time favourite games. Paper Mario 1000 Year
Door. I wouldn't say it's like my all-time favourite, but it is a good game.
I really love it. Just everything about it. we've kind of gone on a massive...
Again, another tangent.
Yeah.
What were we... We were talking about Harvest Moon. How did we get to Paper
Mario? Harvest Moon for like 3 seconds.
How did we get to Paper Mario?
I don't remember, actually.
I never understand these podcasts. We just end up with... Oh, but anyway, you've been playing Etrian Odyssey, like, 1-1-V-1, whatever.
Yeah, 1-V-4, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome game. It's a shame we never got to play 2 and 3 in
Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for some reason they released 1 and 4, but not 2 and 3, so...
I keep forgetting that you guys are the group that didn't get Chrono Trigger until the DS release, 15 or so years after it, came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm sorry, I need to remind myself of that every now and then.
We didn't get Super Mario RPG until the Wii U Virtual Console release.
Yeah, sorry.
My condolences. I've actually, I'm reaching out to Atlas right now to try to get a review copy of the new Etrian Odyssey coming out, I think, on October 1st.
Yeah, there's no European release announced, if I'm right, with that one.
Yeah. Isn't it a remake of 1 or something?
It's, I was looking at it this morning, it looks like it's a remake of 1. There are two modes in the game. The first mode is a story mode where you play as a set party of characters, and it's a heavier story focus than what the series has initially had. And then there's a classic mode, which is essentially the first game remade with some of the advancements they've made from the first Etrian Odyssey all the way to 4. So it's essentially two games in one, from what it sounds like, and hopefully you guys will get it at some point. And I mean, there's no demo on your eShop, is there?
I don't think so, no.
I was gonna say, we just got the demo for that, and I was playing that a bit this morning, and it's very, very good, so.
We seem to not get that many demos, to be honest. We only get demos for, like, really big titles, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm...
but...
I suppose so, really. Although I'm not a big demo person, I don't really download that many of them.
Sometimes I do. Like, I randomly download the Metal Gear Solid one. For no reason, because... But back then when the 3DS had only just come out and there was like no games.
Just playing the demos.
Played the demo because there was nothing better to do.
Now, do you guys
have face raiders?
Do you guys have the number of the play restrictions on your demos? Like you can only play it 30
yeah.
times or 15?
Yeah.
Or, because that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I got like the Rayman Legends demo for 3DS. No, not Legends, sorry, Origins.
Yeah.
And there was only like 10 plays on it.
Yeah, I think one game had like 3 plays on it. I can't remember which one it was.
Did it?
But that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't...
Like, after you've done that, can you not just delete it and download
it? That's what
again?
I was wondering, actually. I thought I should just try that, because I'm sure you can.
Yeah. You can't, actually. At least if it's like... It's like, because when demos started coming out on the eShop, I kind of looked at it and I was like, okay, couldn't I just delete it? Reinstall it and play
yeah.
it again, and it keeps track of the number of times you've actually played it.
Wow, that's kind of
sad. I can't understand, why would they limit the amount you can play a demo, because people aren't going to be...
No idea.
Like, yeah, this is when I don't need the full game, I'll just play the demo. Over and over again.
Well, from what I've heard, that's a Nintendo call, so...
Mm.
And they've made some very questionable moves within the past couple years.
Yeah.
So. Who knows?
Maybe they think if they do that, then people are more likely to buy it. I don't know.
Oh, possibly. I mean,
yeah.
I don't see why it would be. To be honest,
just
still seems
restricting the fun of cheapskates. That's the whole the idea of it. People having free fun. Who do these people think they are? Right. Well, off another tangent there. Has anyone been playing any other games than what we've talked about?
Yeah, I'll probably be here for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I should just mention...
The main one is Dragon Quest IX.
Again?
Other than
it is awesome.
I was going to say, you don't really need a reason to play it.
Yeah. I've been meaning to start again on that one. Because it doesn't look like we're going to get 10 anytime soon.
Yeah.
I said on Twitter the other day, like, I don't really care if we ever get 10. 9, it can't be 9, just full stop.
It does look, I know it's got the whole MMO thing to it, but it does look pretty similar to 9.
Yeah, but it's got, it doesn't have like character customization and all things.
It was always just
like
all the random like items you could get, like the bunny ears and things.
Yeah.
Do you remember the adverts in the UK? With John and Edward?
No, I don't remember.
They were really awful adverts, so cheesy.
Doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, it was when Nintendo were going through that phase of using just about every celebrity in the UK to advertise each game.
I remember that. Time's still going on now.
I suppose it's a good idea, really.
I suppose it's like, people are going to be like, oh, well, that guy likes it, so I'm going to buy it.
I mean, like, Anton Deck clearly like Donkey Kong. Like.
I remember that one.
The new one's got Rufus Hound doing the Wii U, hasn't it, I think. But it's only ever been on, like, YouTube, not TV.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. Must have run out of money to put it on.
Spent too much money developing the 2D.
The whole ideas department where they were coming up with it took so long. The name was just so expensive to come up with. They had to think about all these creative visionaries to him.
Yeah.
We need something new.
Right, we've got this 2D console, but it's a DS, so what do we call it? Any ideas?
It's like the 3DS, it's just not 3D, so it's 2D. Anyone got it? Anyone got it?
Come on, this is too difficult.
Yeah. They'd actually started making this before the 3DS, but they just couldn't think of a name for it. Hey, we'll just release this one we've thought of the 3DS before.
They're actually playing the 4DS.
4DS. I really hope that doesn't happen. Such a bad name choice that would be. I wonder what it will be called, the next handheld. Same with the next console, really.
I saw this on YouTube, someone commented, the next console is going to be the Wii U and me.
That's quite long-winded. Yeah. I couldn't see that taking off, to be honest.
You know, go back to, like, 2002, could you see the Wii taking off?
True. That was a very bizarre name choice. Really was. I mean, DS was bizarre, but then Wii.
Yeah.
At least DS makes sense, like dual screen.
There was loads. They never officially announced what DS stand for, did they?
No, I think everyone just kind of assumes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Just dual screen. I don't know. What else could it stand for? I don't know.
I love it when they named the DSi. They were just kind of like, at the time, I was putting an I in a device's name was just trendy. So it's like, yeah. Hey, why can't we? Apple are selling all these. Why can't we call our product I?
DSi.
We got it, everybody.
The DS Lite was kind of generic. Named.
It was such a good console though. The design of it was brilliant. Because I never had the original DS.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, you mean the original
yeah.
DS? The fat?
Yeah.
DS fat. As everyone calls it.
Literally quite fat. Mm-hmm. How small was the stylus for that thing though?
I'm trying to remember. I remember it was a very skinny stylus.
It was.
Which was kind of off-putting given the size of that thing.
Yeah.
The only thing that confused me was that it was in the back and it was kind of awkward to get to. And then the DSi put it to the right-hand side and it was really easy to get out.
Yeah.
Then the 3DS came out and it was on the back again. I was just, why would you do
that? I know,
that?
Everyone complained so much about it being on the back.
Because you've got to like...
Yeah, I know, I'm the same because I just...
I can't explain.
When you want to pop, especially like Animal Crossing, where I don't use the stylus most of the time.
Yeah, you just but then pull it out to like, use menus and stuff.
Yeah, but then going around the back.
Yeah, awkward.
And on the other side, most people are right-handed.
Yeah, if you're left-handed, then I suppose it's still awkward.
Yeah, but...
Well, actually, if you're left-handed, the one on the back would be probably more awkward.
Yeah, I suppose so, really.
What were we talking about?
What was it? It was...
Dragon Quest 9.
Dragon Quest 9, that was the one.
20 minutes ago.
Dragon Quest... We got to where the stylus is located on the 3DS.
Well, at least we didn't get to Waluigi.
Wow.
Wow.
Right, so any other games at all? I kind of listed all mine in the list, because I don't think...
I think the only other one I've been playing is SteamWorld Dig on my 3DS.
That's pretty good. I've stopped on that one now. Kind of...
Burned out on it.
Yeah, played it
a
couple of times.
It's a little short than I thought it would be.
But there is quite a bit of replay value in it, so... It's pretty cool.
I'll just throw in some random games that I've been playing also... Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Oh, good
Pokemon
game.
Sapphire. Ace Attorney Investigations. Miles Edgeworth. Kid Icarus Uprising. Mario and Luigi Dream Team Brothers.
this is like your typical list of what games. So what games have you been playing? Yeah, the same as last one.
And obviously Animal Crossing. Don't need to say that anymore.
Yeah, we don't even have to... I put that on every list up until this month, because it just goes without question now. Although, to be honest, I haven't played it for about a week. I know.
It's a bug-catching contest. You missed it.
Oh, no.
Last one until next year.
I've already got two trophies.
Don't need to do that one.
It's fine.
Should have tried to do it again and get, like, bronze, just so you could have a bronze trophy.
Yeah.
That's, to be honest, getting, like, bronze and silver is harder than getting gold.
I know. But the thing is, I learned, I think on the first one, for some reason, I just got a bird wing straight away, handed that in, and I'd won instantly. But yeah, I should have put some of the smaller ones in first.
Yeah, because you get all the bug furniture.
Yeah, the bug furniture, but I never really used that stuff anyway.
You use a spider clock.
Oh my god, spider! It's gone now.
Good.
I don't know why it was there. It looked hideous. My house is such a mess.
Yeah. I started trying to make, like, a kitchen thing in the left-hand room, and it's just sort of come to, oh, look, here's a room where I can put everything kitchen-related and just not touch it ever again.
Yeah, I know.
In a mess.
I have a bad habit. I'm still... never really focused on upgrading my house. I just did loads of community projects, but now I've started on my house, and I just keep buying rooms instead of upgrading the size, and I've got loads of these little shoebox rooms. No use for them at all.
Gyroid, innit?
You want good old gyroid. Yeah. Yeah. I tend to sell them now, I don't really keep them.
I used to, I liked on City Fo- let's go to the city. If you made friends with Brewster, you could store gyroids at Brewster's.
Oh,
cafe.
Yeah. Have they not got that in New Leaf?
No, which kind of rubbish.
It is, really. Like, on Nintendo, you're rubbish. Anyway, we should move on to reader feedback time.
It's time for reader feedback. Let's take a look at your questions.
Okay, well, this is a little bit awkward.
There's nothing.
Yeah, until today I actually forgot that. So I put out like a tweet or something, and nobody sent any questions. Nobody. So does anyone here want to ask a question? What's purple and goes wah?
Who feels like a purple pink?
Anyway, if you do want to send us a question, just prevent this awkward silence happening again, you can head over to our forum, forums.nintendofeed.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/nintendofeed, and twitter.com/nintyfeed. Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
No, that's the same. It's the same line I have written down to read out every week. There you go. I don't know why I said week, because I don't read it when
weekly
everyone else...
podcast coming soon, folks. No.
We all need other time in your lives to listen to that.
Yeah.
Us warble on every week. It'd be like sometimes like an hour and a half, so it'd be 6 hours a month.
That'd be silly.
6 hours.
Of us.
It was...
What kind of hell is this?
It's like the O&M podcast, just worse. I haven't listened to that in ages.
I was just about to say the exact thing.
And I'm really annoyed that I didn't know about this limited edition, subscribe edition, and I wish I'd subscribed now. I tried subscribing, and the next one you get if you subscribe is the Christmas one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm too late to...
Yeah, I got that yesterday.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'll be rushing out to buy that.
I'm not sure what the retail one's going to look like.
Yeah.
It won't have the same cover.
No, but... What was the gift with it? Was it a poster or something?
It was a poster with, like, every front cover on it, and it's actually pretty cool.
I hope we get that with the...
Yeah, I think you might do.
I think it should do, really.
I think it was just the cover that you got with Miyamoto's artwork on it. Which is pretty cool.
I wonder if Miyamoto actually drew it.
Just like... Just But you just bribe someone to pay to just paint that.
Yeah, there you go. Say Miyamoto did that. Good enough. No, I'm sure it actually is.
Yeah.
Because there was some big rumour. Did he not guest edit it in the end then?
No, there was a massive rumour that he was going to guest edit it and then...
Yeah, I think it was a Nintendo Insider that kind of sparked it all.
Something like that. And his face is on the inside cover in like every page. That's funny.
Oh, that's nice.
There's like one page that's got giant Miyamoto face on it and nothing else.
Wow. So no Reggie in there?
No, not so far.
Oh, come on. Come on, Nintendo. What are you doing? Reggie is the man.
Reggie's just...
Someone posted on Twitter the other day, Nintendo really need to get rid of Reggie. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, wasn't it...
Thingy, the bit block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Like, okay.
Yeah, he should at least be a Nintendo character.
You know, at this point, I would actually be surprised if he doesn't get into Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Edition.
There's so much want for him in.
It would be awesome though.
But the thing is, you go online and there's everybody playing as.
My body is ready.
My body is
ready. All the characters have like opening voice clips like Luigi's, let's go. It'd just be, my body is ready. My body.
It would work so well.
It'd be awesome.
They need to do that.
Instead of a new challenger approaches, it's somebody's body is ready.
That would be brilliant. Looks like somebody's body is ready. I was like, no. And he's got some sort of super awesome attack that nobody else can match.
Instantly 999 damage.
Wipes out.
Okay.
Reggie, everybody. Hashtag Reggie.
End up talking about Reggie.
It's Reggie. Reggie's just...
True.
It's just Reggie.
No. It's like Dragon Quest IX. You don't need an excuse to talk about Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie's just... Why is he just so brilliant?
I don't know.
I just can never understand why I like Reggie just so much.
There's like no reason.
Right. He's just so lovable in every way. Just... When you see him talking with his hands going. I think it's that time when we bring in a water to say, the wonderful 101.
Nope. Got to love my water though as well.
Yeah, we've got to have a water. Oh, we should probably honour, Thingy. Thingy, that's not good.
Thingy, that's not.
Hiroshi...
Yamauchi?
There we have it. Yeah. Such a great guy.
Well, was it over 50 years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There we
go. Moment of silence.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, we can't go much silent. We do struggle with silence here on the podcast. Silence is not natural for us.
That was long enough silence.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
It is very unfortunate, but
It's pretty old though.
Yeah, not, I mean, not meaning to sound old. Is,
yeah, you know.
There was no wrongful departure there. It was,
wasn't he still like the major shareholder?
I believe he was. From what I understand, he stepped down after the GameCube came out.
Yeah.
And because it didn't sell well, and that's when Iwata took over. But he was still very much part of the company.
He was part of the board of the directors or something, wasn't he?
Right. Yeah, he didn't step out of the company. He just stepped down from...
Yeah. Like when Reggie was forced to step down. He's not actually the CEO of Nintendo of America anymore, is he?
No, Iwata took that over, I believe.
Yeah, he's got some random position.
He's still, I think he's still president, but he is...
Yeah, he doesn't actually do anything.
he's a figurehead.
He's just there.
The power E3 now, that's it. Come on, Ray. Ready your body.
Talking about Reggie again.
I know it's a long way of this E3, but I hope they bring back the traditional conference.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the more I
The Nintendo Direct was good, but I miss the...
Yeah.
the whole conference thing.
The Red Jacket.
It almost felt like we missed out on
it. I missed the Red Jacket.
Yeah. I think the Nintendo Directs have a time and place, but just not...
Mm. They love great having throughout the year, but just, you've got to have that big event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Reggie.
Definitely.
Lots and lots of Reggie.
And I'd appreciate just... being able to cover that without the amount of lag and...
Oh, that was awful. we just didn't know what to... I was watching it in like 240p. And it still wouldn't work.
Well, it's probably because that many people are watching it. No.
And they were doing it through like Ustream or something, and yeah. Ustream just isn't designed to cope with that many people watching one thing. Just being cheap there, Nintendo. We'll use this free service. How bad can it be?
I missed, like, and I had to watch it later.
It sorted out halfway through, so I just watched the first half again later on.
I think you just say that it came back just as Smash Bros. Was being announced or something.
Yeah, it was just before we saw the Animal Crossing villager. And Twitter goes mad, Animal Crossing for Wii U.
Yeah.
And then it zooms out and it's just Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. Okay.
And then everyone's like, oh, Tom Nook's gonna be in Smash Bros. No, it's a villager.
No. Then like a... An hour later, it was, oh, Wii Fit Trainer, okay.
Yeah.
That was kind of a really random
it was
point
just,
to answer.
Yeah, so rant.
Like the night of E3, just, oh, here's Wii Fit Trainer for Smash Bros.
Yeah, it's what you all wanted.
When were we doing the E3 podcast while it was being announced?
Yes, I remember you, did you read it out off Twitter? Or Nintendo Live or
somebody
something?
Somebody did.
Yeah, I think like, I saw it on Wii Fit Trainer.
I thought it was just like somebody, you know, people make all these mock-ups of characters.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, the Reggie mock-up one.
Yeah.
It looked like a mock-up. Like, why would they do that? I don't really understand.
I don't know.
I suppose it's kind of quite fun.
Sure.
I found that pretty as well during the Wii Fit Direct that was a couple of days ago. It was just, oh, we've restyled the Wii Fit Trainer. She's got a new haircut. Wait, is this Bayonetta?
Yeah, I know.
We've redefined Bayonetta by giving her a haircut.
Oh, I never watched that Wii Fit Direct thing. What was actually in it?
Not a lot.
Just
it was basically just the Wii Fit meter and watching somebody from the Nintendo company go about using the Wii Fit meter and watching all these graphs and elevation changes.
It nice. Sounds fun.
They didn't mention any names, but I'm pretty sure it was Reggie.
Pretty sure it was Reggie.
Because the Mii was in the bottom right corner, it looked a lot like Reggie's.
Yeah. I wonder if he actually plays Nintendo games.
He obviously plays Pikmin. Otherwise you wouldn't feel like Purple Pikmin. Not sure why he really said that.
I'm not sure why he really said, why he says most things, come on.
True.
My body is ready.
Why did he say that to again? I don't even remember.
Did he come on the stage at E3 or something to say it? I can't remember.
I don't know. I really don't.
And he comes on and says like, My name is Reggie, I'm about making games and taking... What was it, something? I can't
something
remember.
Something like that, yeah.
He has all these
I'm
random quotes.
About kicking ass, taking
that's
games.
Yeah.
That was what it was.
It never really flowed very well.
No, none of it does. And the stepping on the balance board with the my body is ready and the...
Oh, was that what it was?
That was what I just remember now. It was like, oh, that's right. He stepped on the balance board. He took off his shoes. He took off his shoes and, because they said, you know, get your body up here. And he said, oh, my body is ready. And
the internet goes wild.
I think that's the biggest reason that we need the press conference.
We did not
have a Reggie meme this year.
I know there was none of it. There was the one the year before where Miyamoto has the Pikmin and he sort of like flops with it.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good one.
There was a little video in the dressing room floor and the little Pikmin running around.
Oh, that was good. They're all just entertaining conferences.
I know.
Like, I tuned into the Microsoft one and it's like, this is the Microsoft CEO or something.
TV.
Like,
TV. Video games.
Yeah.
Xbox.
Oh, that was so tiresome. And we got Skype.
TV.
Yes.
TV. You can now watch TV. Couldn't I do that 20 million years ago?
It's the biggest letdown ever. They really ruined that, Microsoft.
The price was the worst part.
And guess how much you're going to have to pay for all this?
Too much.
Yeah, far too much. And they still haven't bought the price down. I really think they should.
They really need to, otherwise no one's going to buy it.
Even, like, it's even over £100 more than the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and the PlayStation 3 was ridiculously expensive.
It was. Sony are known for that.
Camera from the PlayStation 4, and that's the reason they were able to put it on out of market at $400. So I'm actually a little confused now, especially with Microsoft saying that you do not need to have Kinect hooked up to the console. Why don't they just release a SKU without Kinect and bring that down to $350?
I think because nobody would actually buy the Kinect.
Well, then Microsoft can take a hint to stop putting to Kinect development.
And why this?
Like, people have still got Kinect, so why don't they just release one with it and one without it? So
exactly. Well, I have my Kinect, and it is completely useless. Yeah.
I remember the PlayStation Eye. That was hilarious.
Oh, the Eye. I had an Eye. Ah, the good old days.
Yeah. I just used to play the same game over and over. The Chow Garden.
Yeah.
It's like Sega Game Collection or something with the eye.
I think we should really talk about Simpsons Hit and Run now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And Portal 2.
Portal 2, yeah. We nearly forgot that one. Things were drawing to a close. We nearly forgot it.
Not quite though.
No, we got Portal 2 in there. Portal 2. It's being ported to Wii U next month. Yeah. Yeah? You heard that here first.
Portal 3 Wii U exclusive.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Portal spin-off 3DS.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
I know.
I guess it wouldn't really make sense because Portal is kind of a spin-off anyway.
Yeah.
It's spin-off.
It's clever how they got that working really on the DS.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Portal on the DS.
Minecraft on the...
On my R4 card.
Really? Don't talk about it.
Sorry, yeah, R4 card. I don't have an R4 card.
I still don't know what an R4 card is. Really?
I only use it for homebrew purposes, I should say.
I don't know what homebrew is either.
I like homemade games.
Oh, like Minecraft.
Yeah, like that. Basically. Okay. And the Portal one. Oh. I should just play games like that on it.
Okay. I know it's that the... Investigations too. Someone's been like translating it from Japanese into English.
Oh, wow.
And everything to play it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I'm gonna have to watch YouTube videos of it instead.
Watch someone else enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not the same. I'm all on right. Capcom.
Yeah, Capcom.
Just release on an eShop.
Someone loves an eShop loser.
Yeah, like 3D graphics. And then yeah. Then we can be the ones laughing at Japan. Haha, we're turning PlayStation 2 in 3D. No, it probably never happened.
Where is Flipnote Studio 3D? That's another pressing matter.
It got lost.
It's got lost. Somewhere. They lost the files for it. we're just going to have to develop this really quick. But what we'll just do is make the menu screen for it, put it up for download. Then just say that it's bugged or something. Spend another year apparently fixing it.
Well, when you said that on Twitter earlier, I looked at it on Wikipedia and it said that they weren't expecting the amount of usage that it has got in Japan. So they had to kind of
cope with
America. Yeah. Apparently, like, the servers crashed and everything. because there was too many people using it. Well, what do you expect? It's like a free...
It's a free game. Style. It's just like, gonna...
Basically.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone doesn't download it, there's... the kind of weird.
I can't understand why you wouldn't download it. It's just... It actually came pre-installed on my DSi. Along with good old, what was it called? Oh, Photo Dojo. Oh, I love that game.
I never played that.
Oh, you need to get that.
I played this other one where you put your face into a game and it's like a platform game. That was kind of cool. I don't remember what it's called, though.
Oh, I remember that one. I never had it, but I do remember seeing it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've got, like, a lot of DSiWare titles.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you remember, like, this... Go on.
I've got all the, Electroplankton.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I was like, I really want to play Electroplankton, but the games are so expensive on, like, eBay and stuff, and you can't find them in shops. So I bought them all, and, like, a couple of months ago, I found it in game for, like, £5, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I got the, do you remember the sort of... It wasn't a Pilot Wings game, but it's the one where you've moved with your,
Face.
Now that would have been a really good game if they'd actually if it didn't have that gimmicky feature where you move with your face.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't ever get it, but I remember seeing that.
It was really good when it worked, but it rarely ever worked.
Great.
I mean, we're doing it with like the DSi's 0.2 megapixel camera or something.
Yeah, I remember one of the first DSiWare games was WarioWare Snapped. It's the only WarioWare game that people ever forget, and it was awesome.
Did you like it?
I really liked it.
I never got it because people were just saying it was awful because there was nothing to it.
There was like barely anything in it. It was really, there was four different games like Jimmy Key and Anna and Kat.
Yeah.
The Anna and Kat one was actually a two-player one, which was kind of awkward. You had to like sit next to each other. And after you do it, after you'd finished all the minigames in someone's level, it'd come up with like, I can't remember whose it was, but one of them came up with like a comic and it had like your face in it, and that was really awesome. So it changed depending on how you played it, and I kind of like that.
I've always been tempted to pick it up because I do love WarioWare.
The only reason I picked it up was because it was like the first DSiWare game.
Yeah, the only one to play.
When it first came out, there was like WarioWare, Snapped, Paper Plane, and then Pyro.
Yeah, it's always so awkward when eShops launch.
You just kind of buy everything.
I did it with like the 3DS eShop launch. It's like, oh well, what can I throw my money at here?
Now there's kind of too much stuff.
Yeah, there's an awful lot. Mm. I mean, I've got quite a lot of Wii U eShop games.
I don't have many. I've mainly got Virtual Console.
Yeah, I've got all the ones that cost 30p.
Yeah.
Why not?
Obvious reasons.
I kind of wish they'd chosen some other ones for some of those, because like Punch Out, I don't really like.
Yeah. The only one I really played was Super Metroid.
Yeah, that was good for the money. Do you hear me?
I mean, while playing that, I figured out that Metroid couldn't crawl.
I know, why can't Metroid crawl?
Not bring this back.
Now, did you guys get the same list of games that we got for that?
I think so.
Was there a bit of variation? I'm not sure.
We started off with Balloon Fight.
Yeah, we had Balloon Fight.
We had that.
I think it was F-Zero next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one, actually, for the money.
Mm.
Then, I know Donkey Kong was in there somewhere.
I think Donkey Kong was last.
Super Metroid, and...
Yeah.
I think there was a Kirby game.
Punch-Out, as I said before.
Yeah, Punch-Out.
So, okay, I guess you guys got the same list that we got, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm still waiting for A Link to the Past to come on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Oh, I love that one.
So I can actually play it.
Such a good game. They need to get it out there before the A Link to the Past 2 comes out.
I don't really want to play the sequel to it if I haven't played the original.
And it is such a good game. I mean, I think if I was ordering my Wind Waker comes at the top, then it's Phantom Hourglass, which most people go, ooh, Phantom Hourglass.
I really liked Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah, then Spirit Tracks. And then it's a Link to the Past.
Okay. I really like the Game Boy Color ones, the Oracles and...
They've never really been for me, to be honest. Neither's Minish Cap.
I love Minish Cap as well.
Well, yeah, I'm not.
So Minish Cap is very good.
I can't say I ever played much of it, to be honest, but... Still.
Wait, did you guys get an ambassador program for the 3D?
Yeah, it was part of the ambassador program. Okay. I probably got it somewhere on my 3D. Yeah. I haven't touched the ambassador program games in like... Yeah.
But it was really awesome that we got that, still.
It's such a Yeah.
That was the reason that I started playing Metroid games.
Yeah.
Metroid Fusion.
It actually really gave you something to play on the 3DS as well.
No, because there's nothing else to play.
Yeah. And the day they all came out, it was just like, wow, this is the best day ever.
They released, like, the Virtual Console ones first, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then, in, like, December or something, oh, look, here's these 10 Game Boy Advance games. Enjoy!
That was the best one, the Game Boy Advance
Island,
game.
Mario and Donkey Kong.
One game
I was really surprised they didn't put on was Superstar Saga, because that's the best game ever, obviously.
Yeah, I won't go into I'm not a huge Mario and Luigi fan.
I know. It's okay.
I've just never really grasped it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. When I was picking up my 3DS XL, there was a bundle with Dream Team, and I was tempted, but no.
If they release the Luigi 3DS XL worldwide, I would buy like 17. Like, forget every other game that's coming out, just buy 17 3DS XL Luigi's.
I was so tempted with the Animal Crossing one, but I already had the game.
Yeah.
So I thought, no.
I'd probably just do it and then transfer everything over and sell my old one.
Yeah.
Because Luigi, obviously.
Luigi, you've got to... You just couldn't not have.
Can't not.
Yeah, I've been really looking at the limited edition Wind Waker one, and I looked before and I was surprised it wasn't out of stock.
True.
Because they were like, order fast, because this is going to fly off the shelf. Mm. It hasn't really.
Maybe it's not selling as well as they hoped.
It's not, I think you get...
I don't know, actually. I haven't really looked into it that much.
I think for that price, they should stick a bit more in there.
Yeah, you're paying like £20 for a figure of Andor.
Yeah.
They could at least put a Link figure as well.
Yeah, but still, I've got to have it.
Yeah, obviously.
I think we've warbled on for long enough.
just gone an hour and 30 minutes, so.
Yeah. So,
not
fully really, brings...
Not long enough yet, so let's talk about Luigi.
Oh, and bring in some Reggie.
Nope.
Oh, Reggie. Reggie.
Silly.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah,
it's
there we go.
Now.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, I should do all the promotion stuff at the end.
Didn't you do that, like, halfway through?
I do, but I've got to do it now. So, you must keep reading NintendoFeed.com. Because, you know, it's just awesome. Yeah, you've got to sign up.
No shameless self-promotion in this podcast, folks.
No, this is 100% just for promotion. Okay? We're not doing this for any other reason. You will go and sign up at the forums, forums.nintendofeed.com. You will like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NintendoFeed, and you will follow us on Twitter, and tell all your followers to follow us on Twitter, @NintyFeed, and while you're there, you can follow me @FamiComputer, and...
Me @SkyLuigi2.
And...
And me @GreyFox9605.
There you go.
Not really
Anything
subtle.
Else I need to... No, we just promote it, like, outright. Why not?
I suppose.
Okay, this is where we're going to roll on to the adverts now. We're just going to play some adverts for you. You've got to keep listening to me.
It's one of those webpages where you can't click off of it.
Yeah, you will endure these adverts. Yeah, don't worry everyone, there is no adverts. This is 100% advert free. Thanks for listening everybody. We shall see you next month.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's not pretend we don't have anything else to do here.
Yeah, of course.
Right, goodbye.
Alright, see ya.
Bye. Later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for more Nintendo discussion. Head over to nintendofeed.com. Follow us on Twitter @NintyFeed. And be sure to give us a like on Facebook. Goodbye.